Like Arizona, neighboring Sonora has a great deal of potential for solar energy development. Despite that potential, the prospects for solar there and across Mexico have gotten even more challenging since we last reported on it. From the Fronteras desk in the Sonoran capital of Hermosillo, KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse brings us this update.
Noon is still well over an hour away, but the temperatures are already high on the roof of an Hermosillo Holiday Inn in late April. A small crew is soldering, painting, and grinding a large metal frame that will soon hold dozens of solar panels.
El calor es macizo y le tiene que arrear uno.
Gabriel Valenzuela works with the Sonoran solar company Osolec. He says you just have to learn to work through the heat, made all the worse by the state's famously potent sun being reflected back at them by the roof's white coating. Staying hydrated is a key part of enduring it, he says.
Aquí estamos manejando, son alrededor de 1,300 paneles que se van a instalar.
Roberto Gates is an engineer with Osolec and says that once the project is complete, some 1,300 panels will be pointed sunward from the hotel roof, covering 60% of its demand.
Vienen muchas más instalaciones fuertes.
The hotel installation is just one of several major projects underway or coming soon. But while things are looking bright for Osolec, the prospects for large utility-scale projects in Sonora and Mexico are more complicated than ever.
I always seem to be too optimistic because things just seem to be even worse than predicted.
Lisa Facidi is an expert on Latin American energy issues with the Inter-American Dialogue and recently authored a report on energy policy in Mexico. Back in 2019, she told KJZZ that near-term prospects for solar development were still good, though long-term expansion was threatened. She was responding in part to the Mexican government's decision earlier that year to cancel energy auctions that had been the primary pathway for large renewable projects. But since then, Congress approved a measure pushed by Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador that would prioritize largely carbon-dependent generation by the Federal Electricity Commission, or CFE, over private renewable operators. Though it has since been suspended by a federal judge, this and other efforts sent a message.
I think it couldn't be more clear that their preference is for CFE plants over private sector renewable energy plants.
And would-be investors have taken note.
There's no question that most companies are aware of all the problems with the policies and are not going to take the risk of, you know, building a new plant in Mexico.
The CFE itself, she says, also hasn't shown much interest in building its own solar facilities.
Yo no estoy de acuerdo con esos contratos leoninos.
Alfonso Durazo, President López Obrador's former security secretary and now Sonoran gubernatorial candidate, recently criticized what he called the sweetheart contracts enjoyed by private operators of solar and wind farms.
Seré un promotor altamente comprometido de la generación de energías limpias.
But he did say he'll be a committed promoter of clean energy in the state. If elected, he vowed to follow up on his former boss's campaign promise to build a solar energy pilot project in Sonora. However, the most recent CFE business plan makes no mention of any major new solar projects anywhere in the country, and only a vague reference to renewable projects in 2027. At Osolec's Hermosillo office, Kate acknowledges that the last several years have brought a lot of uncertainty to the solar industry. But in the case of the work his company specializes in, smaller, distributed generation projects like rooftop arrays for homes and businesses, there really haven't been impacts from federal policy, he says. And so far this year, the company is showing stronger growth than it did in 2020, which itself bested 2019, all despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Distributed generation in general is showing continued strong growth in Mexico. Since 2015, the number of contracts for installations under half a megawatt have increased nearly 10 times to over 160,000. Installed capacity is now well over a gigawatt.
When the Comisión Federal cierra la puerta a las energías limpias.
Part of why he thinks there's been so much interest is precisely because of the hard line the federal government has taken on the private development of solar and wind projects, which he says generally produce energy more cheaply than the CFE. That means higher energy prices could be coming, and a rooftop array is one way to insulate yourself against them. But Sonora, despite its sun and frequent clear days, is actually lagging, sitting at number 9 in terms of installed distributed generation capacity. Keith believes the state should be number 1, and that it has the resources to do so. There's just a lot of work to be done to get there. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.